Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Back to the Second Guest Show. Mike D'Antilia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Arthur, L.A. is Dr. David Elias. David always gives us, man, right on the mark of information when something happens to a player, to rehab, how long it'll take. Dave, thanks so much for coming on a kind of short notice with you. But I remember you always telling me an ACL injury, that's basically 11-month rehab. Now, we don't know the other part of something being wrong with the knee, but I always remember you saying ACL, that's basically a 1 year, you're not going to come back.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we used to get our – I've been doing this close to 20 years now, over 20 with residency. And, you know, we used to try to get people back, tell them 6 to 9 months, and we were seeing a lot of recurrent injuries. So that what we realized is that the knee is just not ready. It's not rehab to go back to that level. And typically now I'll tell even my Nichols athletes, you know, it's 9 to 12 month recovery. Now, a lot of that has to do with, you know, the type of rehab you're getting. And, you know, of course, you know, a professional athlete, this is their job to recover. So if anybody's going to come back before 12 months, it's going to be a professional athlete.
Or Taysom Hill.
No, especially Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that because if you look at it, he's off the chart how strong he is in all his body parts from head to toe. I mean, he's an alpha. I mean, he's like off the chart. How are you going to chart him, how strong he is in the weight room, and what he actually can accomplish? So, you know, you have different workouts for different positions. You know, here's the defensive backs, offensive line. Well, Taysom Hill, that's why I wouldn't bet against Taysom Hill. Now, I don't know how you compensate him in the future, but, I don't think Taysom Hill's giving up the ghost because he has a bunch of kids. He wants to provide for his family. And, you got to get to the I wish I would have milked it, right, instead of my elbow was all shot. And that play an extra year. And that
just you could have went to the Panthers.
Just keep
they'd have hated you there, too.
Just keep playing until they kick you out. And I think Taysom Hill might do that because I think he wants what's best for his family. So people think like, oh, Taysom Hill is going to fade off into the sunset.
No.
I don't think he's that type of player.
Doc, you've worked with a lot of professional athletes, and their work ethic a lot of times, that's a lot different than the normal human because
right.
they understand what's at stake. They're not going to get paid like this in the real world. Bobby always has the best comment. The real world sucks when you talk about getting paid. You get paid to be a professional athlete. That's why these guys really push the envelope on how quickly they can come back from these serious injuries.
Yeah, I mean, with an ACL injury, you know, typically 50% of the time, you're also injuring another structure in the knee, whether it be the meniscus, whether you chip off a piece of cartilage or you tear another ligament. So that can also have a difference in your outcome. You know, if it's an isolated ACL tear is way better than an ACL tear with an MCL tear and a meniscus tear along with it. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But there's no doubt that he's going into this injury in better shape than 99% of the people who tear their ACL. So that will definitely help his recovery. When you tear your ACL though, you know, you get, it's a big hit to your body. You know, his quads are going to atrophy from surgery, from being off of it. If he has other injuries, he might be non-weight bearing for a short period of time after surgery. And then, you know, when you recover, you have to steal from Peter to pay Paul. So you don't just repair the ACL. You have to now go make him a new ACL. So they'll probably use his patella tendon or his quad. So you get a little bit of morbidity from that too. So the recovery is, there's a lot to recover from. And, you know, your nerves that in the knee that help with balance, help with agility, all of that has to kind of, you have to re-educate that. So it's, being strong helps, but there's other factors that go into it. And I wouldn't have any doubt that by next season, he's going to be at fall camp. And I think he'll probably, if he's not quite ready at the beginning of the year, I think he'll be close. I mean, you know, you look at Joe Burrow, he tore his ACL and he had a multi-ligament injury. He had meniscus. I was pretty shocked that he made it back as quick as he did. I always said he won't be back till the end of that year and won't be performing well till the second year. And, you know, he proved most of the people wrong with that. You also look at Adrian Peterson, you know, he tore his ACL and his very next year, he was a few yards short of breaking the all-time record. So I think that's what category I would put this injury for Taysom Hill. I think he'll be back next year and I don't think this is a career-ending injury for him. And like you guys said, the shape that he's in going into this injury is going to definitely help him recover from this injury.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
When you even look at like Passanio, you know, Tano, he had the Achilles and Mike, how he's come back. That's why you can't look at normal society versus a professional athlete in the NFL. And then how you recover. Now, you got to have the right mindset. You got to have the right work ethic to be able to come back. And I think Taysom Hill will definitely have that. Now, I would bank more on Taysom Hill being ready to roll in the future than Honey Badger. You know, Tyrann Mathieu, I'm looking at him now. There's different injuries. You got Taysom Hill with his knee. And then you got Honey Badger injured his right shoulder, making a tackle on Ryan's the running back, Kyren Williams. And you can see, I just think where they're at, and I'm not saying Honey Badger couldn't come back, but I would, if I'm going to bet, I would bet more Taysom Hill coming back than Honey Badger from, now it's different injuries, a knee and a shoulder, but when you look at it, when you get 34, 35 years of age, that's an old football player. It's not old in life, but it's an old professional football player. I just think Taysom, like you said, how he's trained and where he's at, I still think he's going to contribute in the future.
Doc, the other thing I was going to ask you, I think I know the answer to this. Had this happened to a 25-year-old instead of a 34 and going to be a 35-year-old, would the process be a little quicker for the 25 than the 35?
And you know, like Mike's saying, let me tell you right now, okay, Nick Saldivari, we want him to do something. He left the game with a knee injury. Who do you trust, Taysom Hill or Nick Saldivari?
I got my money on Taysom.
I mean, I don't care. He might be 10 years younger or whatever. You have to look at the mind of the individual you're dealing with also.
Doctor, age of someone, I know you had told me that's really not a big difference. More
I don't
of
think
his training.
In this athlete, it's not a difference. Like, he's in good a shape now as he probably was 10 years ago, if not better. So I don't think it makes a difference for him. For the average person, the 25-year-old might do better mentally and physically than someone closer to 40, for sure.
Doc,
not for him.
But for the rehab to start, would that be more of an aquatic type deal? Would they put him in the water to try to get some of the strength back? Because, I mean, you can't stand or you can't really do anything on a treadmill or anything else. The first thing would certainly, to me, seem as though it would be an aquatic deal, that he'd be in water.
I mean, they're going to use every modality they have for him. If he has to have any kind of meniscal work and is going to be non-weight-bearing for, say, the first 6 weeks of his rehab, you know, we have modalities. There's a new, not a new thing, but a pretty popular modality called blood flow restriction, where you put a blood pressure cuff on your thigh, and it allows you to do exercises and keep your muscle tone up while you don't have to put weight on it. So instead of having him go in there and do squats, which he can't do for 6 weeks, they're going to be able to just sit there and let him do non-weight-bearing exercises with this blood pressure cuff on him, and it restricts the blood flow and kind of helps the muscle keep its tone while it's in a non-weight-bearing state. So, and aquatics is great too, because it does the same thing. You're able to eliminate gravity in the water, so you're not putting weight on the recovered knee, but you're allowed to still work your muscles out. So I would think they're going to do, you know, he's going to be in a pool probably daily. He's going to be doing the blood flow restriction and probably some other stuff too.
Now, I'm going to go on a little different topic, but, you know, when you're dealing with joints, so when you're dealing with shoulders and knees and all that, anywhere where your joints connect, elbow, whatever, you can go on and on. But like Doug Nussmeier, what happened at LSU is like, oh, well, is he coming back?
That looked bad. That really did when I first saw it.
Well, no, Holly Landon and all that. And I don't know what LSU did. And they brought him in, you get x-rays and all that. They can shoot you up. But I guarantee you, Sunday morning, he felt like crap. I've been there. All of a sudden, your adrenaline, and then what you could do, and then the throws he made to Hilton.
That was unreal.
To make a difference. But the one thing I'm telling you, his mom's an A-Bear. Let me tell you, people don't like me saying that. I'm telling you, how are your makeup? And what? Because some other player might not have come back. But look what he did when he came back and how efficient he was. Now, again, you can have time to rest. But I know I've been there. Let me tell you, he probably woke up Sunday morning feeling like crap. I can't even scratch my ear and all that. But what do you think when you look at Nussmeier, what he was able to do and come back to help LSU beat the damn Sooners? Because I was worried. I was like, I don't know. Damn, hey, it's kind of tied and all that. That's a warrior. And I hope he comes back to LSU because he'll give him a chance to win.
When I saw Swan make the first two throws, I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Doc, you can answer that.
Yeah.
When you get injured, shoulder-wise, and you saw, man, a lot of weight going down on that, my first thought is, this is really bad.
Well,
he was holding his shoulder. I was like, you ain't seeing him in this game.
But we have the awesome tackle. Well, Will Campbell got his ass whipped. I'm like, and then all of a sudden you kill the quarterback and all that. But, no, when I saw him land on his shoulder, that ain't good.
That looked bad.
But you know he didn't give up the ghost.
Yep.
He came back in there and fight. Oh, I like that a lot.
Doc?
Yeah. When he did the injury, I was actually at the game, and people were sending me videos and stuff and pictures after. And, you know, he, at the time, I was thinking he either dislocated his shoulder where the ball comes out of the socket, and that would have been pretty hard to come back from, or he did a shoulder separation, which is an injury at the AC joint where the collarbone meets the acromion. And that's probably what the injury he had. That happens just like the mechanism. He fell directly on his shoulder. And if you have they probably x-rayed him. If it's a low grade, a lot of times we can get away with injecting him, take the pain away. They get back. And then, like you said, he probably didn't feel too good Sunday morning. I was pretty surprised he came back because most people, when they have an AC separation, it's even the low-grade sprains, they're out 2 to 4 weeks. So I haven't really heard from my sources of what his exact injury was, but man, I was pretty impressed that he came back too.
He's one tough dude, and he showed it. Doc, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Always tell you this, I never get you on with good news. It's always bad, but I do appreciate you giving us a lot of insights on the injury.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All righty, that's Dr. David Elias from Ortho LA.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.